This will be the second time in less than 3 weeks you guys have seen these receivers and this quarterback. You guys played them extremely well the first time. Just how much confidence does that give you going into this one?
A lot of confidence. We kind of got a little feel for what they like to do, what their receivers like to do. And I actually played them last year, so I kind of know what these receivers, like how to attack you and stuff like that. So, I mean, we got a good feel for them. We just got to go out there and play.
You guys seem to have a pretty good feel for each other this entire season. How has it been that you guys have developed the cohesiveness to kind of play off one another?
We just challenge each other in practice, and we know what we're going to get out of each other and our responsibilities and our coverages, and just playing for each other out there. And that confidence, at this point in the season, we got a lot of confidence because we're winning a lot, so it boosts our confidence. And so we got a lot of young guys playing good.
How much of a challenge is it to go up against a guy like Julio Jones or Sanu when you get those one-on-one situations?
It's a big challenge. I know I went up against him last year, and it was a battle against him. He's a big physical guy, and a lot of people don't think they really know Sanu a lot. He's a big, tough receiver too, and he played a big role in their offense in the red zone, third downs. They try to get the ball to him a lot.
Kenny, you mentioned playing him last year. Have you gotten a real good feel for what this rivalry is about and what it's like?
Oh, yeah, it's a pretty heated battle, and I feel like this past year, this past game, we actually played them real tough, and I don't think we played them that tough here in a while. So it just shows us a lot of confidence, and we can go out there and make them plays. We got a lot of young guys, like I said, competing. It's just a lot to build on for the future.
What are your expectations crowd-wise in terms of them being disruptive for the game?
They got to play a huge responsibility in this this victory. I'm going to call it going claim it now. But, no, they got to get loud, and they got to motivate us on third down, red zone. We're going to need them a lot this game.
What are some of the challenges now as you move forward these next two games without Kenny Vaccaro?
It's a lot. I didn't really hear about it now to today. If we lose him, it's a huge loss. He's one of our leaders on defense, but the next guy up, so we got Bush, so he's done a great job so far, and he's been waiting for his opportunity, so we good.